In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With regards to our first reading today, remember that Daniel was one of those inhabitants of Judea who was taken in exile into Babylon as part of the Babylonian king's program to subdue and eliminate the children of Israel, those who were the nobles, the learned, were taken into slavery in Babylon and forced to serve the king of Babylon and the Babylonians. And the idea was that eventually, after they'd been there for a long time, they would be assimilated into the Babylonian culture and religion, and the Jews would simply cease to exist. And why were they there? Well, as Daniel makes quite clear through this prayer which he offers, they were there because they deserved it, because they had been disobedient to God again and again and again and again and again and some more agains. We'll just leave those there. And out of punishment for their sins, they were sent into exile. But this does not mean that God had ever forgotten his people, and that after they had endured their punishment, they would not be brought back from exile. They would, because while we may abandon God and God may chastise us, he will never abandon us. It is important to remember that we can never access the mercy and forgiveness of God unless we realize our need for it. In this case, to realize that we have sinned against him. You know, we cannot receive forgiveness for our sins unless we realize we need to be forgiven. And this was true of the children of Israel, and it's true of us. How can God help us to turn from our sins and turn back to him if we think that everything is hunky-dory? And that's why we need true humility, to realize exactly where we are. You know, we don't want to make up false sins. You know, there are people who are afflicted with scrupulosity. They see sins that are not there. And we don't need that. But what we do need is for people to honestly and through prayer examine their own consciences and allow the Holy Spirit to show them what needs to be changed so that they may seek God's forgiveness, accept his grace, and with his help, proceed on the path of holiness. Because where does the path of holiness lead? It leads to heaven. That's where we want to end up. That's why it is important for us to acknowledge our sins and to turn from them and to endeavor to be obedient to Christ and his commandments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.